Yeah, welcome to another episode of Mr. Z and Fifth with your host Zach Kias and the Fifth General. What up, Zach Kias?
Hey, what's up? Good to be here. Very good to be here. What's up?
What's good? I want to wish my brother a happy birthday. He just had a birthday not too long ago.
Thank you.
I don't know if you want to tell your age, but I won't do it. So.
Hey, listen, yeah, man, it's okay, man. I cracked the 50 mark.
There we go. Let's go.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's go. Five-0. Matter of fact, we're gonna drop another bomb for 50. Let's go.
Yes,
that's what I'm talking about.
That's right. Thank you.
That's what I like right there, man. When you're proud of your age.
Yeah.
You know, to age gracefully is God's gift.
Yes, amen. And, amen. Yes.
You know, and I definitely admire that. So, shout outs to you, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, brother, you know, if you 50, man, I'm aging too, man. My birthday in April though. My birthday
in April. Yes, that's something to celebrate. Looking forward to it. Yeah.
But shout out to my brother right here.
Yeah, man.
Zacchaeus.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking off air before we started recording.
And
we had some news in the world that's, you know, not so good. And we'll get into it. We have some celebrities who are not here with us, so.
Yes.
Zacchaeus, you started off, man. Let us know what's happening.
Well, I was devastated. The first person that I was devastated when I just was randomly searching through my phone, and I'm here and I'm looking at, I'm gonna say, what am I looking at? The reggae group called Morgan Heritage. And then I'm read the caption, Peter Morgan dies at 46. So I was like, wow. Those that don't know who Peter Morgan is the that's the son of Denroy Morgan, this one that sings, I'll do anything for you. Back in 1981, he made that big smash hit. That's his father. They're from Jamaica. But Peter Morgan died, and he was part of the group called Morgan Heritage. Morgan Heritage, the father's legacy continued within the family, and the Morgan Heritage is a brothers and sisters group. They're related. They're brothers and sisters. And those who are in the reggae scene, or those who listen to reggae a lot, I would say, in the mid 90s to early 2000s, know the song called I Don't Have to Dread to Be Rasta, and the other song called what's the other one called again? I'll be down by the river, making for the good Lord to pass my way. A lot of reggae songs they came up with over the years, and for him to die at 46 is sad, because yet I remember him footage of him talking to his kids. He was dropping his kids to school. Because they were born in Brooklyn. I didn't know that. I thought they were born in Jamaica, but they're born in Brooklyn. But they're Jamaican. They're Jamaican born in Brooklyn. And Denroy came, you know, he came to the United States and they were born in Brooklyn. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that history behind them. And I was wondering, looking at an interview, and I was like, yeah, we're representing, oh, not only Jamaica, we're Jamaicans, but we also Brooklyn-born. And I'm like, wow, they're representing reggae to the full. It's not going to be the same, Morgan Heritage, because Peter Morgan was the sound. Also his brother, too, Gramps, was also the sound of, it's not going to be the same without Peter. So I just want to say condolences to the Morgan family, to his children, to the rest of his family, to his brothers and sisters from Morgan Heritage. My condolences go out to them. Also, RIP to Peter Morgan. RIP to Peter Morgan. And brother died at age 46. My heart goes out to his family. And I got some more tragic news that I heard earlier today. Some more tragic news that I heard earlier today. Those who was, whoever know about wrestling back in the, I would say the early 90s. Early 90s. Early 90s, I would say. 90s, early 1990s. And you watch like wrestling like Ted DiBiase. Those who were into WWE wrestling, WWF, it was called WWF back then.
Yep.
Yeah, and WWE star Virgil, the one that accompanied many wrestlers. And like you said before, he wrestled all the time. And Ted DiBiase was kind of companion with him. He died. He
also had a run with the NWO.
He was there also in part of NWA. The NWO.
NWO.
He died. He died today. And according to the sources, it says former WWE star Michael Jones, known as to fans as Virgil, has reportedly died at age 61, wrestling referee Mark Charles III, known as the Count, announced news of Jones' death in the Facebook post. Wow, that's what he found. That's how people found out about it. That's it.
Yeah.
My dear friends, it is with the great sorrow that I bring news from Jones' family of the passing of our beloved Michael Jones. That was that's his name, his birth name, Michael Jones, whom we known as loved as Virgil, Vincent, Soul Train, Jones, and more. And post reads. Virgil passed peacefully at the hospital this morning, and I ask that you prayers for him and his, for his family. May his memories be eternal. I remember seeing him in many wrestling events. I didn't know what he passed from because sometimes you don't hear from people in a long time. You don't hear from people in years. But I didn't know that he was, according to the sources, he was battling with his health for a long time. So he was sick for a while, and he was battling with his health.
I can read what he passed away from.
Oh, go ahead. Yes.
So further in this article, just to remind people, we pre-record the show. So today is February 28th, but by the time it airs, it'll be March. So keep in mind, people who are listening, okay? So Jones' health had deteriorated over the years. In 2022, he suffered two strokes and was diagnosed with dementia. Earlier in that year, Jones had announced he'd been diagnosed with stage 2 colon cancer. Late last year, Jones set up a GoFundMe seeking aid for minor expenses. Born on June 13th, 1962, in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Jones debuted in wrestling in 1985 under the name Soul Train Jones, primarily working with Jerry Jarrett, Continental Wrestling Association in Tennessee. He would join WWE, which was WWF at the time, in 1986, working under the name Lucius Brown, before being repackaged as Virgil, Ted DiBiase's manservant, in the summer of 1987. The repackaging would launch Jones' career and also begin the trend of him being named after two figures in wrestling, with him taking the Virgil moniker as a rib towards Dusty Rhodes, whose real name was Virgil Runnels. I did not know that.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Oh.
Okay. And that's all I'm going to read for that. But yes, that's what he had, man. He had been wrestling with stage 2 colon cancer.
Wow.
Previous. And also having two strokes and also having dementia. So, man, he suffered before he went out, man. That's but they said he died peacefully.
Yeah.
Because I guess that maybe he passed away in his sleep.
Yeah.
But these were things that he was battling with. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I haven't seen him in a while, but condolences to his family. Also, his close family and friends, condolences to them. And RIP to Virgil. Oh, man. Yeah. That's a lot of suffering. That's a lot of suffering. Wow. Didn't know. You know, sometimes when you don't hear people in a long time, for years, you don't know what they're going through. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hmm.
Prayers to his family. That's really all I could say. Prayers to his family. And you know what? It's important. You know what? Speaking of that, because we're talking about health, right? Go to the doctor, man. Get yourself checked out. I went for a checkup not too long ago. You know, do a physical and everything. And it's so important to know what's going on with your body.
Yes, absolutely.
So much of us as men, especially black men.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, because we're real prideful. We don't want nobody checking us and touching us and, you know.
Yes.
But if most of our doctors are male doctors because they can understand.
Yes. Right? Yes. Yes.
So for the most part, your physical and your checkups are going to be done by a man. Doctor. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Your primary care. Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, you get uncomfortable. Like, look, we get it, but they're professional and they know what they're doing. This is why they are doctors.
Yes.
Know? And, you know, brothers, get you a good doctor. First of all, get health insurance, number one.
Yes.
And get you a good doctor and get your checkups routinely, okay?
Yes.
Don't wait every 10 years. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Know? No. Especially when you hit the mark of...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to cut you, but especially when you hit the mark of 45 in your 40s, you're supposed to go on a regular to get the prostate check for males. When you hit the age of 40, you're supposed to, 45, you're supposed to get the prostate check. Yep. I do it every few months. Because the only reason why I do it every several months is because cancer runs in the family. Heavily on the family, in my family. So, on my father's side. So, that's why I have to do it on a regular. The doctor looked at me and said, listen, you got to go on a regular.
Yeah.
Too many people in your family has died from cancer. Your aunts and uncles, you got to go on a regular. You can't eat meats. Can't eat steak. Can't eat red meat. You can't indulge in cheese. You can't drink too much milk. You got to go on a regular. Yeah.
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 Yeah. And so it's important to go because I won't divulge my business, but I found out something that I'm glad I found out because it's something that I can address in time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I didn't, then I could have ended up in a more. I could have ended up having a health ailment. So right. I'm glad that I went. Because there's something that they caught that can be reversed. Thank God for that.
Thank God.
So I just have to take heed to doctor's orders, be disciplined, be very disciplined.
And don't eat certain meats.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is why it's important to go. This is why, I'll divulge my age. I'm 36. So I'm talking as a 36-year-old man.
Yeah.
You know, that it's important to go.
Yes.
You know? So I don't want nobody. I'm all right. Fifth's okay. But it's just a good thing that I went and they were able to do all the tests and blood work and everything that they got to do. Yes, on top of the physical, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm knowing is knowledge is knowing and knowing is health. Because you got to know what's going on with your body. Your
body, yes. You want to have to.
People want to know what's going on with their cars.
Mm-hmm.
People do more maintenance on their car than they do their own body. Ain't that something?
That's a fact. You signed it up, clean it up, make sure it's running good, make sure all the engine is fueling good. Got to do the same to your body, too. Got to make sure it's running good. You gotta eat healthy. You gotta exercise. You gotta main thing is eat healthy. Watch what you eat too. Yeah.
And listen to your doctor. I think enough of us don't listen to our doctors. We think we doctors.
Yeah.
No. Listen to your doctors. Whatever they're telling you, so that you could be in the good clean of health. Listen to them. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they say, hey, you got to do this more. You got to do that more. You got to stop doing this. You got to stop doing that.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mention, I had to leave the room for a second. Did you mention Richard Lewis?
No, Richard Lewis passed away today, I believe. Yeah, today. Passed away peacefully today. Comedian. I've seen him before, but I did see him before a few times in my lifetime.
Recent work. I'll name the work that he's known for that the articles came up. He was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And he also had other things going on. I will admit, I've seen him through times. I've seen him in many different things, but I never was really familiar with his name. But I just wanted to mention him because he is someone who actually is popular. So even though I may not know him that well, as everybody else may have, but he was part of Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was 76 years old. And yes, he has passed away as of which today we're recording is February 28th. I don't have the reason or cause of death here, but he was a comedian.
Yes.
Okay, he was a comedian. He was also in, it says here he had a cause of death was heart attack.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And he leaves behind a wife. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Also known for Robin Hood, Men in Tights. Old movie. Yeah. I remember that movie long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to him. Condolences to
his family, his wife. That's all I can say for that. So we'll get into our main topic. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being patient with us. Let's go. I got something to play here. Seems like the common thing that spoke about on podcasts, and I get it. It's a little annoying, but hey, we're going to go there and we're going to speak on it.
I'm just being for real. You're not ready to date again. I'm with you.
Let me throw it back. I don't know why this is doing that. Come on, stream y'all. Get it together. All right. Okay, that's odd. It's not playing at all. Is it playing on your end?
No.
Okay.
Let it come again. They began talking, but
yeah. See if I can.
I'm just being
back up against
for real. You're not ready to date. Again, I'm with you. You're not ready to date because courtship costs.
Okay.
Everything costs. Okay. You can go for 22 walks in the park. Eventually, shorty is going to need a sip of something. She's going to be thirsty.
Let me throw it back because
$3 in Atlanta. Let's not play. So if you don't have any expendable
cash. Oh, Jesus, Lord.
Don't date. And whatever that looks like for you, you might only make
$50,000. Oh, help me to get a new computer.
And now you got expendable cash. Or get you a bottom of the barrel, bitch, that's going to date you when you have no. If you're making
all right, $50,000, let's throw this back. Jesus Christ.
I'm just being for real. You're not ready to date.
Again, I'm with you.
You're not ready to date because courtship costs.
Okay.
Everything costs. Okay. You can go for 22 walks in the park. Eventually, Shorty is going to need a sip of something. She's going to be thirsty. This bottle of water is $3 in Atlanta. Let's not play. So if you don't have any expendable cash, don't date. And whatever that looks like for you, you might only make $50,000, but you live in a shoe. And now you got expendable cash. Or get you a bottom of the barrel bitch that's going to date you when you have no money. If she doesn't have that expectation, and I'm going to tell you this right now, enjoy it while it lasts, because eventually you're going to want to run. Because she doesn't stretch you. She doesn't make you the man that you need to become. She allows you to be the stagnant dude in the same jeans for days. You know what I'm saying?
Be cutting up. I'm you talk about me.
Wow.
Let me play it again.
I heard what she said. Okay.
Let me play it again. Okay. You heard what she said about 50K?
Yeah. Yeah. I heard it loud and clear.
Did you hear that, that part?
Yeah.
All right. I have to play it again for the audience because it's real skippy for some reason. I don't know why it's doing that. Apologize to the audience, but hey, this is technical difficult. Let's try this again.
So if you're making $50,000, don't date. I'm just being for real. You're not ready to date.
Again, I'm with you.
You're not ready to you're not ready to date because courtship costs.
Okay.
Everything costs. Okay. You can go for 22 walks in the park. Eventually, Shorty is going to need a sip of something. She's going to be thirsty. This bottle of water is $3 in Atlanta. Let's not play. So if you don't have any expendable cash, don't date. And whatever that looks like for you, you might only make $50,000, but you live in a shoe. And now you got expendable cash. Or get you a bottom of the barrel bitch that's going to date you when you have no money. If she doesn't have that expectation, and I'm going to tell you this right now, enjoy it while it lasts, because eventually you're going to want to run. Because she doesn't stretch you. She doesn't make you the man that you need to become. She allows you to be the stagnant dude in the same jeans for days. You know what I'm saying?
Be cutting up. I'm you talk about me.
Wow.
All right, let's get rid of her. So I'm gonna say this, man. Number one, this woman is being disrespectful to not only men. Well, she's giving her opinion, but let me tell you where the disrespect started. The disrespect started because she doesn't understand the concept of what the average man makes. And she's calling what the average man makes broke or poor. Fellas, if you make $50,000 a year, you could date. Come on, man. Come on with that. $50,000 a year. And she mentioned Atlanta, right? She mentioned Atlanta.
Yeah.
This is what I want people to understand about. This is what I want people to understand about media, podcasting, broadcasting, whatever you may do. You have to speak in generalities in a sense that everybody doesn't live where you live.
Right.
Everybody doesn't live where you live. I'm from New York. Zacchaeus, you still live in New York. You can't do... This is not a New York podcast.
Right.
So what may be financially needed in this city, it may not be financially needed in that city. Right. If you make $50,000 a year, black man, black woman too, okay, or man and woman, I don't want to just put the black on it, but, you know, this is black people talking, so that's why I said that.
Yeah.
If you do it right, yes, you can live a life that affords you a car, a roof over your head, and you won't necessarily be poor or broke. If we're calling check the check broke, okay, but if two people are dating each other and they both make $50,000 a year, that couple can make it work, okay? We have plenty of families that have started that have been that have had successful marriages that made less than that before me and Zacchaeus was ever born. Okay,
right.
So if there was a situation where average people didn't date or marry, then this population would have ended 300 years ago.
Right.
In case. Okay. Well, I'll just say 200 years ago, at least. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, or 100 years ago. There's no way. Okay. Now let me get a little further into it. And then I'm going to let Zacchaeus get the mic and he can take all the time he wants. She said, if you're not making $50,000, she said, if you're making $50,000, then you got to get a bottom of the barrel chick. She said the B word. I won't cuss.
Right.
So she disrespected women. She disrespected women who date men who make $50,000 a year by calling them bottom barrel. Why say those women are bottom of the barrel? That's very disrespectful. Because if you ask me, some of the best women walking around on this planet are with men who are making an average earning salary. Okay? Huh. So that's a problem. Now, am I for men elevating? Absolutely. But if we all made $100,000 a year, you know how much the price of bread would be? Already pay. Listen, I'm already paying enough with the other bills I got because of inflation, because everything else is going up and that's going up. If every person in America, not the world, I'll just say in America, if every adult male, I'll just say men, were making $100,000 a year, your haircut would be $200 now. The price of bread would be $50 a loaf. A carton of eggs would be about a good $20 to $30. So it will never be normal for everybody to make this amount of money. And secondly, we know that lately, as the years go on, the goalpost keeps being moved by delusional women. Because once you make $100,000 now, she's saying that ain't enough. You got to make $500,000 a year.
Hello. Yeah.
So the man don't work so hard. The man done worked so hard, finally got to the point where he makes $100,000 and now wants to get a woman. And that probably took years for him to get. Then when he gets to $100,000 a year, that woman is telling him, if you got $100,000, don't date. That becomes the new broke. Do y'all want that?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, is that a world that you want to live in? Where $100,000 now become where you're finally making $100,000, because this is the benchmark they keep putting you at in this YouTube space. Good Lord. Jesus, help us all.
Yeah.
And then you actually make that money. And then now that becomes the new norm. And then that becomes the new broke. If $50,000 a year throughout the nation is broke, then what's stopping $100,000 from being a new broke in the next 10 years?
Right.
Okay. $50,000 in an affordable city is not bad. Zacchaeus,
right.
The floor is yours.
When I heard that, all I could hear is delusional. All I could hear is arrogance and delusional. Because this is the delusional part. People should not date making $50,000. That's the delusional part. Because as long as you can budget yourself, as long as you can meet that special one, because let's face it, fellas, you can't just date any old body. Because they got some women that won't date you because you're not making $100,000 a month. And you know why they're single, okay? You can't just date anyone. First of all, and for you to I would say this, for you to date anybody, you got to make sure that that person is compatible with you. That's number one. You can't, she's living in a world where all she's thinking about is finances. Yeah, okay, finances is on the table, but I won't be surprised if she's single because her character is not.
No, there. She's first thinking of all, about lifestyle, Zacchaeus.
Yeah. Her last, okay, because my thing is this. She's talking about a person that's a woman, basically a woman that is a bottom of the barrel if she chooses a guy that's making $50,000. First of all, there's people that's making $50,000, and I'm going to say it loud, and they're happily married. Okay? It's all about budgeting.
All can about, I add this? Can I add this to help your statement?
Oh, go ahead.
Can I add this real quick to, for your statement?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
There are people who make an average earning salary that are living better and more debt free than the people who make over $100,000 a year.
And we all know why. We know why. You know why? Because sometimes when you think you have a lot, you spend a lot because you have a lot. And they got some people, because they're not budgeting correctly, what they do is they buy the lavish mansions. They buy the lavish clothes. You know, they buy the Louis Vuitton. They buy the Gucci bags. They buy all the expensive and lavish clothes. And they make 100K easy by themselves, or 150K. But you know what makes them broke? Their lifestyle. They don't know how to budget. They spend up. They're the ones that make the 1% rich. Okay? Because they don't know how to budget. Okay? So I disagree with her comment. I'm gonna go back to her. I disagree with her comment saying that if you make $50,000, you can't date nobody. That's not true. That's not true. If I was on that panel, I would say, ma'am, that's not true. That's not true. I can mention people that are bankrupt, popular people that are totally sold and make 200K, maybe 200K a year, and they're bankrupt. They're lawsuits galore, bankrupt. They're almost in the poorhouse. They owe so much money to certain things, and they live lavish. They live in $2 million mansions, and they're fighting to pay it because they're working up to their neck. They try to keep that. And they're scamming people. And they're living up to the neck. They owe so much people, they're so much in debt that they're living up to the neck. But there's people, this is one thing I'm going to mention too. Okay. Mm-hmm. She says 50,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can make 50K per year. It depends on the city where I'm living too. I can make 50K and I can live in Alabama or live in Tennessee and live and have a house,
mm-hmm.
have a wife, have kids. And my wife is a nurse and she's making maybe a little bit more than me, and we make it work. It's all about making it work. If you're with somebody that's willing to work with you,
can I say because something?
The Bible,
okay.
Because the Bible says, teaches about a helpmate, right? Now, I'm sorry to say, even if that goes for marriage, but even if you're dating somebody, that's the person that you want to, eventually want to wind up with and may eventually marry is a helpmate. Now, if you're dating somebody that's always looking at your pockets and she ain't gonna date you because you're making $50,000 a year and that's not the one for you. Even if you're making $100K a year and she's looking at your pockets, men, that's not the one for you. Sorry to say, that's not the one for you. Because once the money dries up, let's say, for God forbid, something happens to you, that money dries up, she's out the door. You know, some people are greedy. They look at your life insurance. They want to see how they can knock you off with the life insurance. She's out the door because she's looking to see how much she can gain from you. And those people, And the way how she's speaking right now, I can tell that she'll drain the energy out of a man. She'll drain the energy out of a man. Men, I'm speaking to the men now. That's the woman that you stay far away from because she'll drain every ounce from you physically as well as mentally. Drain you, drain you, and drain you. And I'm not talking about financially, in every way drain you. And it looks like she can eat too. So she'll drain you too that way too. So I'm telling you, she'll drain you mentally. Stay away.
Buttermilk biscuits.
Okay. Them creamy milk biscuits, girl. Look, she likes a lot of them. Them yum yums, yeah.
Buttermilk biscuits.
Yeah, she be taking Twisted Turkey Leg Hut. I was just kidding. Okay.
I mean, I wasn't going to say nothing, but.
Yeah. Damn. Okay.
Anyway. I mean, I wasn't going to say nothing. But I looked at her, I was like. but anyway, okay. This is what I want to say. No disrespect to her, although she did disrespect women too. She disrespected some women there, man. She's on the barrel. That's very disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful.
Listen,
it's offensive and very disrespectful.
I'll say this. In this whole manosphere umbrella, I know there's probably a lot of men out there, you know, really punching down the accomplishment, punching down at average earning men. And I'm here to tell you, I don't live in New York no more, but. Back in my FDK days, I was able to buy a home and I dated. So you know what? It is all right. I'll talk about that. Okay.
Kudos. That's right.
Listen, I know it's possible because I've lived it. I know a lot of men get on YouTube and all of a sudden they make a whole bunch of money. God bless them if y'all do, but there are average people out here. Certain people out here, and I am not afraid to say that I do represent the average cat. I do, because I don't have a lot of money. I don't have no $100,000. I'm a five-figure man. I don't make the same money I made 3 years ago, but I'm still a five-figure man. I'm not a six figure man. I'm a five figure man. And I was able to and I'm able to do the things that she said you can't do. She said if you make $50,000, you live in a shoe. I don't live in a shoe, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I don't. Okay. And if what I live in is a shoe, it's a big shoe. I tell you that much. Okay. I don't understand. I mean, I'm just trying to. My shoe got a lot of rooms. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah.
And I did it legally. I did it the right way. Okay.
Hello.
All right. Hello. I just don't. And I did it by myself.
Right. All by yourself.
I did it by myself.
And guess what? At age 31 or 30 years old, did it all by himself. That's right. Yeah, all by himself. That's right.
Yeah. Well, I was 34 at the time. But we good.
Yeah.
Yes, I live in Houston. Yeah. Yes. Now I keep it real with you. With that old money I used to make, if I was doing that still in New York and able to buy a home, no. And that's the point I'm making about how everything ain't where you live. There are other places you can go. You can relocate and you could be on the come up and you could do just fine. Your money goes a lot further in other places. She said Atlanta, $50,000. No, I've known people who had 50,000 in Atlanta. They wasn't living in no freaking shoe. So I don't know what she's talking about. The thing is, it's a shoe to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is. To her, it's a shoe.
Yeah.
But to a mature woman, that ain't no freaking shoe. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I get it, though. I get it, though. I get it, though. There are women out there that will call a man broke because he doesn't make $100,000. So I understand that she would definitely call me broke. I make more than 50K, but she would call me broke years ago. You know, shoot, if it was even more years ago when I was under 50K, oh, she really would have got at me. But I want to make sure people know, in the United States of America, the average earning man makes between 40 to 45 thousand a year. So 50,000 is just a little above that 40 to 45. Oh, and the average woman makes about a good 35 to 42 thousand. There's no shame in that. The average man and average woman makes this world go round. Thank you. I know people that make, let me tell you something. There are people out here who make $10,000 a year and they have more peace than a millionaire.
Hello. 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 Sometimes, because you see, the thing is with some millionaires.
Go ahead, Zach Kirsten. I'm gonna play the next video and get off of her because she wildin'.
Yeah, she wildin'. Yeah. Oh, I want to say this real quickly, guys. if you hear a woman talking like this, run for the hills. You hear a woman talking like this, run for the hills. She is not for you. You are not for her. Run for the hills. And the men that do go after her, they only want one thing, and that's it. And I'm not going to go further than that. They only want one thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's it. One thing, and that's it. Because men, and what some women don't understand.
That thing,
you know, they only want one thing. And guess what? Let me flash news to some ladies out there that think like her. You're not the only woman. Millionaires but you're not the only woman. You're not the only woman. Trust me. You're not the only woman. That's all I gotta say. You're not the only woman. So if he does. Only for one thing, and you're not the only one. Remember, millionaire, he got a line of women lined up to meet him. So you're not the only one. You know, you're not special. So yeah, okay. So yeah, moving on. That's right.
All right. I'll address her again on my final thought, but
Because
I don't want the message to be misconstrued on what I'm trying to say, but I'll get to her, lady. But let's get to the next video here. Peep this one. Okay. It's loading up now, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry, but they don't have to go through what black women have to go through.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. There's you cannot find 10 Arab women that's gonna willingly be married to a broke man for her whole life. That's what? Just period point blank. But that's expected of black women. We're supposed to be with him just being able to pay the light bill for 50 years.
Think about this. I don't want the broke black men, which is understandable.
Somebody do.
Which is understandable. Most women don't want the broke black men, right? So that means a bulk of the women want the men that's making money, right? So if a bulk of y'all want these small amount of men, y'all gonna have to compete for the men.
I'm saying some women, they're not gonna do that. Like, they're just gonna
You gonna be alone, or you gonna have to date the broke nigga? That's it.
No. Right?
I'll play it again for the audience because the video was hop skippity again. Let's go.
Other cultures of women, they don't have have to go through. I'm sorry, but they don't have to go through what black women have to go through.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. You cannot find 10 Arab women that's going to willingly be married to a broke man for her whole life. That's just period, point blank. But that's expected of black women. We're supposed to be with him just being able to pay the light bill for 50 years.
Think about this. I don't want the broke black men, which is understandable.
Somebody do. It's just
Understandable. Most women don't want the broke black men, right? So that means a bulk of the women want the men that's making money, right? So if a bulk of y'all want these small amount of men, y'all gonna have to compete for the men.
I'm saying some women, they're not gonna do that. Like, they're just gonna.
So you're gonna be alone, or you're gonna have to date the broke nigga. That's it.
No.
Right?
Okay. There goes that word again. You know, why is it so many of our sisters? Why is it that so many of our sisters get on these platforms and use that word so much? I mean, we know it's a trigger word. I talked about this in an old episode about trigger words that women use for men to get us out of our character. And that we just have to contain ourselves and not give them the response they hope, dream, or want, right?
Right.
Understood. But first of all, she lied. Number one, most of the world is actually below average salary when you think about it. There's a lot of people in the world who are quote unquote broke and they are married. And she said other cultures don't have to go through that. And then she said 10 Arab women. I don't know why she mentioned Arab women. What does that have to do with the conversation? And how do you know what goes on in the Arab community?
Right.
That's number one. You don't know what you're talking about. That's number one. Also, you got the day laborers. You got day laborers who are married. Hello, Zacchaeus. You know that. You got day laborers who are married, just waiting for somebody to pick them up so they can work for the day, come home, being a cooperative wife, making sure that the clothes is ironed, clothes is washed, and food is cooked, and the kids are and the kids are taken care of as far as them being, you know, clean and ready to go to bed for the night to get ready for school in the morning. And the man done worked over probably like 8 to 12 hours that day, you know, depending on what he did, and is able to financially provide for that family, not abundant lifestyles where you're going to the Maldives every freaking month. Okay? Because that's what y'all think provision is. Yeah, y'all think provision is, oh, he's going to take me place over there? Dubai.
Dubai, right. Yeah,
we're going to go to Dubai. You know, heck out of here. Zacchaeus, go ahead, man. What's your opinion of that video?
Well, she said she was stating that she's basically, and she mentioned Arab women. Did she really study that culture? She mentioned Arab women, but
no, she just talking out of her butt.
Yeah, and the thing is that she said, and I like what the brother said in response, which I agree with 100%. If you want those type of men, you're gonna be competing with 2,200 other women that want the same man, and you're not gonna win. Because if you want him to set it up, if you want him to set it up with you alone, it's not gonna happen. If he's making 100K, no, not even 100K. If he's making he's a millionaire, and you want that most men, some of these women, they want men that are millionaire. They put a freeze on dating the average guy dating a guy that's basically working and he's paying bills, and he's the average man working and paying bills. They don't want that. And she's saying that she don't want a black man. She wants a black man like a Superman, like a man that's making all this buckload of money. That's what she wants. And she said she's tired of, why does black women gotta settle for that? Black women, and these days, black women are not settling for that. We just had a video about, I think, a few weeks ago, black women saying that they want a man to make $100K a week. So they're not settling for that. Some women,
yeah,
gotta stay.
Yeah.
Some women rather stay alone. $100K a month. What fantasy is she living in? I don't know. What Disney world is she living in? I don't know. But my thing is this. You're going to have to compete. He's right. You're going to have to compete. Because you know why? Because this is what some of these women do. They push aside the principles of God. They just push it aside. They say, I don't want to rub pennies with you. I don't want to work with you. Because let me tell you something. Give me the guy that's making 50K a year or 60K a year. And he's a decent guy, a very decent guy. And he's a guy that want to settle down, have a family. And you don't want that, but yet you want to go for the millionaire. That the man already has like went through several women already. You're not so special, sweetheart. And you want to compete with that? And the question is, okay, you want him to make all that money, but what are you gonna add to him? Or like what you said, Fifth General, prior, are you a liability? Meaning that are you gonna subtract from him? He wants somebody to add on to him. He don't want somebody to subtract from him. And if you're subtracting from him, he's like, you know what? You come a dime a dozen. So are you going to lay it on me tonight? And they don't understand the formula of this whole life. If you meet somebody, this man is, mm-hmm. he could be a man that want to settle down. Maybe he's not making the money now that you like, or maybe he's not making the 50K per year, but he is, his mental state is progressive. He wants to elevate. He wants to move to the next level. He's doing things so he can get there. And if you add on to him, you could be a super couple. You could be like, well, if I add my finances, my resources with his resources, we can be a super couple and we can both have that life that we both that we want, that comfortable life. But if you want to meet him, that he's a millionaire, he's gonna look at you like, well, he know we're not dumb. He already knows that, oh, you're just there for my money. And if any given moment, if I'm down and out, you're gonna be out. So lay it on me, baby. And that's exactly what he's gonna think of you. So it's your choice, is yours. The choice is yours. That's what I would tell her if I was in that podcast. So the brother's right, and the black women are not settled. Some of them are not settling for men that's making 50K, 60K, 70K. They want the man with the bag, and that's the truth. They're not settling for that. So that's why a lot of them are single. They're waiting for that Superman to sweep them off their feet. They're waiting for Mr. Millionaire. To sweep them off their feet.
That's his point was,
that's what they're waiting for.
And his point was, if you want that, then you have to compete for that because it's only a small number.
Absolutely,
no different from, you know, we as men, we understand that we have to compete for the women that we want.
Yeah.
No matter what, no matter how much, because we don't care about the money she makes. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
You know, we understand that. And that's something that they don't understand. But, you know, hey, they'll understand it someday. Hey, I got another video to play.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this. It's actually a two-part, okay? We'll play the first part.
Depending on you, the skin off you, then ghost you.
Ooh.
Oh, no. He can't ghost me. I need my skin back.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you see the red flags and did you pretend like they were not there?
Talk about it.
Jesus.
But hold on, though, because a lot of the times we like red flags, right?
But you don't know what to look for if you don't know what to look for. So a lot of the times we don't know that certain things are red flags. So what are some examples of red flags?
If what a person does makes you question your worth or influences some type of doubt in you, if a person betrays you, if there is some wrongdoing, if what you believe that they're doing is morally unethical, that is more than likely a red flag. The reason why we don't see these things is because we don't know our standards, because we haven't taken the time to get to know ourselves. But the red flags were there. Based off of what you said, because I'm listening to everything that's been said, but based off of what you said, I guarantee you the red flags were there, and I guarantee you pretended like they didn't exist because you wanted to rationalize his behavior so he can stay there. I think what you did was sacrifice bits and pieces of yourself for the sake of that relationship, and now you've come to the mic because you want somebody over here to rationalize what it is, but the truth is the dude just didn't rock with you.
Is
and you
it?
Need to accept that for what it is.
Wow.
Yo.
Wow.
That woman did not. Let me tell you something.
Wow.
That woman right there did not miss.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
He did not miss. Let me play the second part of that, okay? Because there's well, before, let's expand on this before we get to the second part.
Okay.
Yes, a lot of women do ignore red flags. A lot of people ignore red flags because men do too. We sacrifice red flags for the pleasure that we may be getting at a relationship.
Yes.
Understand that. We will sacrifice it for the sexual pleasure that we get at the relationship. As whereas a lot of women will ignore red flags because of the lifestyle that they may be getting from such guy in the relationship. That benefit. So, yes, men and women ignore red flags, but that was a woman speaking, so we got to deal with the woman right now.
Yeah.
She says she don't understand how a man could, you know, sex her down. I mean, she said other words, but sex her down, do all of that, and disregard her and all this other stuff. How could a man do all of that? Well, you know, and she mentioned you ignoring the red flags, and this was somebody who, Zach, here, speak on that before I get to the second part of that. The video that actually helps and finalizes them dealing with that same woman in the audience.
You know, the reason why some people wind up in toxic relationships, wind up in relationships that toxic, and wind up in relationships that simply they find themselves in a bad situation because they ignore red flags, or they find themselves with a sexual transmitted disease because they ignore red flags, or they find themselves in the jam because they ignore red flags. It happens.
Lord.
It happens all the time. And sometimes, and so some women are comfortable with their lifestyle. Sometimes they get complacent, get comfortable. If he's giving you a cushioned lifestyle and you see certain behaviors in him, you see that he's running around with different women, but you're comfortable with the lifestyle. So you ignore those red flags. It happens a lot because you're comfortable and you don't know if you're afraid to step out and leave him because you feel that you're going to lose that comfort, or you're afraid to step out of that relationship because you ignore the red flags. And now you're afraid to step out and be like, I'm leaving you because you're not, I have everything. You give me everything material, but your mental state is messed up because now, yet the relationship is toxic. And now I ignore all the, you know, even men too. You ignore red flags. You see that person is no good for you, but you ignore the flags. This, I like what she said in the video. Ignoring the flags. And how many times people ignore red flags? Many times. Men, numerous amount of times. Women and men ignore red flags. Yep. And then sometimes, and then they want you to get, and then they want you to get them out the jam. We've seen what was happening. They see warning signs. Sometimes God gives you warning signs and warning signals. But you know what you do? You just ignore it. You just simply ignore it. You see this person is abusive, or you see this person is cheating left and right, have different women coming in and out. You're calling him. You can't get him on the phone, but you're calling them. But you like the lifestyle that you're getting. So you ignore the red flags. And now, because you ignore the red flags, you find out like, oh man, I went to the doctor and I caught something. But you knew about it. You knew that he was messing around with different women, but you ignore the red flags. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's play this next video. This is part two. This is gonna further drive the point home. This second part of the video was great.
Sometimes people fall for the performance, and especially for men, because we the ones expected to perform, right? So two of the main areas we expected to perform is finance and the bedroom. So it's like, it doesn't really matter what structure I bring into your life or what intentions I lay on the table. As long as I'm putting the bread up and laying it down, a lot of gets looked over because I'm performing, right? And those two things are consistent in friends with benefits. They work in, you got to bring them to marriage. You have to bring them to boyfriend, girlfriend. So again, you gloss over a whole lot of because we kicking, I'm paying for it. And afterwards, you getting pleased. You feel me? That man may have never actually brought any structure to your life. He just performed. And unfortunately, again, as Kitty said, when you don't necessarily take that time away to develop standards of your own, like outside of the performance, because I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the performance, but when it's empty, that's when it becomes gesture. It's just an imitation of a good man.
Did you get that?
Oh yeah, yeah, yes. Oh yeah.
I'll play it again.
You got to be careful of falling for the gesture of good relationship. A lot of times people fall for the performance, and especially for men, because we the ones expected to perform, right? Two of the main areas we expected to perform is finance and the bedroom. So it's like, it doesn't really matter what structure I bring into your life or what intentions I lay on the table. As long as I'm putting the bread up and laying it down, a lot of gets looked over because I'm performing, right? And those two things are consistent in friends with benefits. They work in, you got to bring them to marriage. You have to bring them to boyfriend, girlfriend. So again, you gloss over a whole lot of because we kicking it, I'm paying for it. And afterwards, you getting pleased, you feel me? That man may have never actually brought any structure to your life. He just performed. And unfortunately, again, as Kitty said, when you don't necessarily take that time away to develop standards of your own, like outside of the performance, because I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the performance, but when it's empty, that's when it becomes gesture. It's just an imitation of a good man.
Oh yeah.
That man was spot on, and to the woman, and to the woman who was in the audience who answered that question. Man, that chick is fine as heck.
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna keep it all the way real. She better be careful. She better be careful, because it's one thing to get attention, but when you look like that, it's attention on steroids. So hope she do the right thing. Hope she can discern.
Yeah.
For real. That's a bad right there. I'm looking at her and I'm like, dang, that chick is fine.
Yeah.
Listen, to the point though, that man said something that was extremely factual.
Yeah.
He said something that was extremely factual. He said that what happens is you get so distracted by the gestures, but it's still not intentional. And he said, It's a performance. And he said that a lot of things and pressure is put onto the man to perform in a relationship. That man is speaking a lot of facts, because when men want to date, the first thing a woman is going to do when she sees you is she's going to watch your pockets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know that to be true, Zacchaeus.
Of course.
She's going to watch your pockets. And then when it, right. And then when it comes down, to the sex part, okay, she's gonna want a freaking sexual Olympian in the bedroom too.
Okay? Yeah.
So these are things that a man is gonna be judged on. His wallet and his Johnson.
Yep, Man of Steel.
Let's just and keep it real. Pause.
Yep.
But let's just keep it real.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what men are judged for in relationships.
Yes.
Can he provide with his wallet, and can he perform in the bedroom?
Yeah.
I'm not telling a lie.
No. That's he's saying the truth. That's okay. Facts. It's true. Yes. Mm-hmm. Facts.
Go ahead, Zacchaeus.
Yeah. So, and that's what I was saying a little earlier. A veil is put over the woman's eye. A veil is put over your eyes, young lady. Why? Because that's all you see is the comfortable life, the comfortability, and how he makes you feel in the bedroom. He's the man with the bag, and he's the man of steel. Okay? He has to have those two things that a man knows that a woman wants. He knows that. He knows that. He ain't dumb. He knows that those two things you want. And he knows what woos a woman over is comfortability. Stability, comfortability, security. That's what woos a woman over.
Yeah.
Security meaning the cushion, the money. Then after the cushion, the money, comes the pushing. The sex, you know, the clap, clap, clap. God, those two things are a factor. And let me tell you something. And that's where the veil is put over your eyes. You don't see nothing else. This is why some women are caught up in so much. They caught up in and they get in a toxic, in toxic relationships, because those two things, the men know that you want that. So the veil is put over your eyes. You don't see nothing else. And some women, they ignore the red flags. They ignore the signs. Like what the brother says, it's a performance. And I believe him. It's a performance. A performance so you can cover up whatever dirt he's doing, whatever woman he's sleeping behind your back with. Because remember, when he's that rich, you're not the only one, sister. I keep saying it. Because he knows that you're there for the money. And he knows you want him to lay it down. So what he does, he has other ways. The reason why he's so good in the bedroom too, because he's laying it down with other women. So if you're practicing like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Checkmate.
And he knows that you want that money. So what he does, he showers you with the best, finest things. He has so much money, he's showering other women too. And he got you fooled because he feels that he knows that you think in your mind, in your psyche, you're the only one. You're the only one. You're not the only one. And like what the brother says, it's a performance. It's a performance, and he got the Oscars. He got the Oscars, and you're just going for the ride. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm gonna play this last video, and we're gonna end the show off with this last one. Okay. So
okay.
Let's get to the one. This is the one I've been really trying to. Oops, wrong button. This is the one I've really been trying to talk about, man. This is an old video from last year, but this is what I want to talk about. for a long time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching this on YouTube, pay attention to the body language in this video.
A few weeks.
How long have you known each other?
10 weeks.
10 weeks.
Huh. When did you make it official?
Haven't had a discussion yet.
So, is it open, or are y'all just talking?
I wouldn't say it's open.
Realistically, he can do what he wants, but my attention's on him and not on anyone else.
Okay, that's how I am.
How would you feel if he slept with another chick?
I'd be bitter, but I wouldn't show it to him, because he can do whatever, technically.
You'd still continue along with him?
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you feel if she slept with another guy?
Nah, I'd be kind of pissed.
Would you stick it out with her?
Whoa. She's cheating on you, boy.
I wouldn't completely forget about it. Nah, I'd talk to her.
Why do you feel like you could tolerate that?
Not that I'm tolerate it. I mean, we're not official.
Hold on.
All right, I'm gonna play this again.
How long you been together?
10 weeks.
Yeah, a few weeks.
How long have you known each other?
10 weeks.
10 weeks.
Huh. When did you make it official?
Haven't had a discussion yet.
So, is it open, or are y'all just talking?
I wouldn't say it's open.
Realistically, he can do what he wants, but my attention's on him and not on anyone else.
Okay, that's how I am.
How would you feel if he slept with another chick?
I'd be bitter, but I wouldn't show it to him, because he can do whatever, technically.
You'd still continue along with him?
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you feel if she slept with another guy?
Nah, I'd be kind of pissed.
Would you stick it out with her?
Whoa. She's cheating on you, boy.
I wouldn't completely forget about it. Nah, I'd talk to her.
Why do you feel like you could tolerate that?
Not that I'm tolerated. I mean, we're not official.
Yo, somebody walked by while they was talking and was like, "Yo, she's cheating on you, my boy." Zacchaeus, you speak first on this.
This I wouldn't even call it a cover. This, he said that. Of course, she's looking at him, waiting for answers. So they're uncertain. They're uncertain, and it's more of like a sorta kinda,
yeah.
You know. And they don't even, because the interview was like asking them questions, and they're like, "Am I dating?" You know. And he said boldly, "We didn't make it official. Somebody just passed by them and said, he's cheating on you." And she said. He can do what she wants. He can do what he wants. But she probably don't even mean that, because they're both trying to feed each other out so they can develop a relationship. He hasn't made it official yet. And this happens to a lot of young people this day and age. They hang out with each other, go out with each other, but they're not too sure what they are. And back in my house coming up, You had to talk to make it official. A man would say, "Let's make it official." But these days, they're living off of assumptions. You're not even sure. So, if you're not together, then you should not. So she said he could technically do what he wants, but she said she'll be bitter if he sleeps with somebody else. So they're confused. They're confused because if you're not together, and you haven't made it official yet, even if he's been with somebody, then you shouldn't get mad at all, because you haven't made it official yet. You know, and a lot of young people if you look at the body language, she just straight up looking at him for answers. So she's uncertain. and he's sort of uncertain. He's not too sure if he wants to make it official with her yet. He said he'd be pissed if he see with somebody else, but he's not too sure about that. So that's how the young people are. They can't live off assumptions. And you can't just say sort of, kind of, and I kind of dating him. Imagine here, some women say, I used to hear women say, I'm sort of talking to him. I kind of, either you're talking to him or you're not talking to him. Either you're together or you're not together, because what them two got going on is they shouldn't even, they were not ready for the interview, put it that way. They were not ready for the interview at all. So, but if you watch the body language, and that's supposed to show you that men, we lead. Because she's just looking for, because most women, they usually look for men to take the lead in relationships anyway. So she's waiting for his answers, waiting to hear what he got to say. And she's waiting for him to make it official. Yeah. Yeah.
They have had a conversation. So they operate like they're in a relationship. If you look at his body language towards her to some degree.
Yeah.
But it's on his terms. And ladies, y'all gotta stop doing this. Y'all gotta stop. If you want a relationship, if you have to be upfront with it. You gotta say, listen, I'm not dating you to just be dating. I'm looking for a relationship that could potentially be a marriage. That is something that a woman has to put on the table as far as what she wants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of waiting.
So she has to put her cards on the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of women have a hard time putting their cards on the table, honestly. You know, and the body language was clear as day. He said, why aren't you not official? And she did one of these. Because that let me know that they had a conversation about this and he probably told her to wait.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And their feelings are, listen, they just having, you could tell they had a whole bunch of sex. Oh, you could just tell. Because she said,
oh, yeah.
She said, technically he'd do whatever he wants because we're not official. But if he was with another woman, she said, I probably wouldn't tell him about it, but I'd be bitter.
Right.
And he's like, well, what if she was somebody else? And then he was like, yeah, I'd probably be pissed. You still talk to her? He said, yeah, I talk to her. He said, why are you tolerating that? He said, well, it's not that I'm tolerating it. It's just that we're not official. So a couple things could be going on here. He's with her. He hasn't made it official because he probably still wants to explore his options.
Right.
So he's letting him get off the hook easy.
Mm-hmm.
He gets all the benefits of having a relationship, but none of the responsibilities being committed.
Yes, exactly. And this goes for the ladies. I like what you said. I gotta reiterate what you said. If you want something, you gotta get it. If women, if you're born to have standards and self-worth, you have to tell, you got to put the man and let him know, listen, I'm not just somebody you just want us just to sleep with and just to assume that we're in a relationship, but really not. I want to potentially have marriage down the line. What is your intentions? I want to have marriage, and not an assumption and assuming and living off of assumption and sort of, no. He gets serious and let him know where you're at. Let him know, take a stand and let him know where you're at. Don't have him just spread your cheeks. I'm keeping it real. And just do what he got to do. Have sex with you. And then all of a sudden, and you're not even sure where you are in a relationship. You're not even sure because you haven't took a stand. You haven't made a standard. If you respect yourself, you got to respect yourself. If you respect yourself, you're going to let him know. Say, listen, I ain't sleeping with you until I know where this relationship is going, until I know this marriage and down the line. That's what I'm putting on the table. And I gotta know where I'm not just a sleep around girl. I'm not just a sleep around woman. You gotta let them know that. Cause these dudes, they'll sleep with you and do all type of things with you. And they'll be like, yo, well, I didn't make it official yet. I didn't make nothing official. We're not together. And that would be your fault because you haven't put standards. You got to put standards on the table. And that's where I'm getting at. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, man.
This is our communication, right? Because I remember episodes ago, you talked about how that communication got to be there. When they were probably interested in each other and when they were dating each other, I'm guessing that there weren't that many conversations about what they are expecting from each other.
Right, right.
So there probably wasn't a real vetting going on. I think all of that was just pure physical attraction at first. They are winging it. Whatever their relationship is, probably is a situationship, but whatever it is, they are winging it. But I could look at her and tell she wants a little more.
Yeah. Yeah. She wants more.
He's trying to answer the questions as best as he can. Because he's, you know, them being interviewed is a problem. He said, how long you've been together? No, he said, how long you've been dating? 10 weeks. How long y'all knowing each other 10 weeks? Official, no. Well, why not? I mean, I don't know how long someone needs. And hey, everybody's situation. There are people who were dating for several months and they didn't come official yet, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, 10 weeks is... 10 weeks is like 3.5 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, well, almost about close to 10 weeks is about 3 months. You know, I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's about, well, actually 10 weeks. 10 weeks is actually, it's actually 2.5.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
10 weeks, 2 to 3 months. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what else you need. But hey, I mean, I don't judge. Zacchaeus, I want to ask you this, man. I haven't asked you a question in a minute. I just give you the mic, but let me ask you something, man. Do you think one of the main downfalls of a relationship pertains to the woman's heartbreak is because she was silent on the things that she expected or requested of the man that she wanted to date?
You know, sometimes you gotta verbalize things because we can't read your mind. So you gotta verbalize things. Why? Because if you're silent, it's always, you cannot live off of assumption. You gotta live off of assumption. Because the thing is that if you're silent, he'll just keep doing what he do. He'll sleep with you. He'll run around. And then don't be surprised if you see him holding hands with another woman. Hey, when you don't verbalize things and say, listen, this is what I want. This is where I stand. It's fair game. The man could be like, well, we're kind of in a situation, but we ain't no couple. And that can happen many times because you're silent. You're not expressing what you want, what you really want. Like she really, you can tell in that body language, she said that I just want to deal with him and him only. But she's waiting on him. She got to verbalize it and say, listen, you're not going to just sleep with me and nothing like that. So expressing yourself and being verbal about what you want is very important. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to kind of speak in favor of her because I mean I don't know I don't know the situation, but you know this is very real here. You know, they both can be wasting their time because she could be with a man who's more intentional and actually does want the relationship with her. I mean, as you can see, I don't think there's anything. I don't think it's a attraction thing. I mean, she's attractive. She's a cute girl. You know, pretty girl. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how she is outside of that interview. They seem young.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she definitely seems younger than him. I think he kind of knows what he wants. Yeah. But he's benefiting from whatever the benefit is at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can say that she is too, but she wants something to find. But I really believe that the reason why then he still wants to explore an option that's outside of her. Very possible. Zacchaeus, you want to speak on that part?
Yes.
That's the other part I want to get to. Is he doing that because he's trying to explore an option that he may have outside of her?
Definitely. Men are always looking. I mean, it's like this. You're gonna have that. This is what I get with men. This is us. I'm speaking with us about us.
Yeah.
When we want something, we get. When we want something, let's say we want a woman, and we really want to be with her really bad, we make it official. When a man drags his feet on making it official, he's weighing his options. He has other women that he's checking out. She's not the only woman he's checking out. He's checking out other women too because it doesn't take a man to make it long. Because when we want a woman, we select the woman that we want. We select her and we make it official. Start dating, say what we want. I want to be with you. Let's make this, we make it official. But when your man has to drag his feet for 4 weeks, a month, several months, you best believe you're not the only one he's checking out. And if whoever listens to this, women, if you listen to this podcast and you're in that situation, He's looking at other chicks. I mean, he's looking at other women. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, but that's real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so let's end this off.
Let's
close this off. I'll give my final thought first, and then I'll let you end it on Zacchaeus. In reference to the first video about the woman saying if you make 50,000, don't date. Don't listen to that. Depending on where you live, your 50,000 does different things in the prospective city that you may live in. And don't nobody shame you for being 50,000. I'm not saying that a man shouldn't strive for more, but at what cost?
Yeah.
I want you, if you're going to strive for more, I want you to do it with your mind at peace and your health perfect. You know, well, at least good health. If you want it, because it's hard work. You know, it takes a lot for somebody to make a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want you to do it at the extent that you sacrifice your mental and your physical well, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
All right. Do it if you can still have your peace of mind and your health. A lot of people on the internet are going to tell you that you got to chase the bag. No. You pursue your purpose. And whatever your purpose is, which is between you and God, that bag will come. Patient. Whatever your purpose is between you and God, that bag will come. So, you know, I don't want people out here because the scripture says, what profits a man to gain the world but to lose his soul? So, there's a lot of people on this YouTube space who have lost their soul for the success that they have. And also the scripture also says that the Lord maketh rich with no sorrow. There's a lot of rich people out here with sorrow.
Yes.
And I'm sure you see that with these celebrities, millionaires offing themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So that goes to show you how they got rich versus the ones that, you know, who didn't get it that way. And they did it the right way. And there's a peace to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I do believe that you should date responsibly. You should date with your priorities in mind, whether you're making $50K, $100K, or $1 million. There's no sense of dating and putting all your money in the date budget, and then you got bills that are not paid. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So you can still prioritize the important things, but make sure you date responsibly. You know, because let me tell you something. If it wasn't for these average people out here that they say, average is not a bad thing. But average meaning most, if they did not start families, this population would not, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
Zacchaeus wouldn't be here.
That's right.
And most of you people who are walking around here would not be here. And don't you dare disrespect your parents. Who are average earning people, who are probably below average earning people, their grandparents, and then because you make a little more money than them at the age that they was, get off your high horse and humble yourself before God. I ain't playing with you.
That's right. That's right.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare judge that. Don't you dare judge that father who cleaned buildings, who swept floors, so that you could get the way you are and have the income that you have. Don't you dare disrespect your mother.
That's right. I've been
a teacher, only making probably $20,000 a year to teach those kids so that you could go to the best school in America. Don't you dare disrespect them. How dare you?
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't disrespect that garbage man that picks up your trash, because if he didn't pick up your trash, you'd have rats everywhere.
How dare you disrespectful? Don't you be disrespectful.
Don't you dare disrespect them. Don't you dare disrespect that barber. Okay? Who's been cutting your hair? Gotta look at that nasty scalp every time you see you. How dare you? Got the stylist putting all this freaking weave in your hair. Weave probably cost $200 to $500, and now you asking for somebody to pay for your rent, and now you can't have food on the table. So that's why you want to date a man who got a whole bunch of money, because you messed up. Don't you dare disrespect that hairstylist.
That's right. That's right. Right, right.
I'm tired of people doing this. They're disrespecting the people who they're disrespecting the people who make sure they can get to work on time.
Yeah.
The driver. The hospital EMT, in case you have an emergency and you got to go to the hospital so they can save your funky behind. Don't you dare disrespect them.
That's right. That's right.
Now, on to the other topic. Ladies, make sure that you are looking at the red flags. One of the sisters in the video said a lot of times we don't know or what to look for, so we get caught up. Well, if you listen, because a lot of us are trying to teach you what to look for. We told you to vet. but you were too busy worrying about how much income he had and how big his Johnson was. Pause. Mm-hmm. So that's all the only two things that he had to do to get you. Ladies, you're becoming incredibly predictable. Mix it up a bit. Ask for some freaking substance. That's hello.
Yeah.
Work on yourself. Don't be getting in a relationship and you haven't worked on yourself and you got all these expectations. In that house, you're going to stay right over there until you're ready to go out there. Mm-hmm. Until then, keep your mentally unstable behind these doors and stop playing around. Let the grown folks do what they need to be doing out there because they're the ones who actually did the work. But at the same time, I'm trying to encourage you because if you want better, yes, you got to be better and you have to demand better. And I don't mean better salary. I mean the person, the person. Now, for that last part. You got to have standards. You have to. Ladies, you got to have standards. I'm talking to the ladies right now because I actually believe that if the women who had standards for the relationship that they want, as far as an intentional man, I think the man will move according to that. A lot of men will, what we call, acquiesce to what a woman is asking for in a lot of cases. Right? So, you know, it's kind of a situation of, hey, if y'all change, they'll change. On one side of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. On the other side, just to talk to men, because I'm really trying to build up the women here. But to talk to men, know what you're picking, because relates to the first video about the woman saying, you know, if you don't make this, then don't date. Because yes, you want to lay your standard down as far as making sure that when a woman comes into your life, that she has a mindset that is positive. And yes, you should be encouraged and you should be influenced to do more. I'm not saying nobody should be stagnant.
Right.
But don't do it all for the sake of what you want to do, because you want more in life. You know, I don't want to teach fellas elevate who you are to get the right woman. No, elevate who you are so you could be the right man first. Then go out there and get that right one. There are steps to this. Do not put the cart before the horse. Back to ladies. Do not put the cart before the horse. And you sitting up there and a man is asking you, your man that you with, a question about why you're not official. And you looking up at him like this. How you avoid that? Have some standards.
Zacchaeus,
the floor is yours.
Yeah. I think for the first video, but the second one, when it comes to
the 50K woman.
But I'm going back to the 50K. 50K, you're living in a make-believe world, because how much millionaires they have for you. And if they do have millionaires, and I always would say that you're not the only one that they're sleeping with. And for women, for the last video, I'm gonna comment on this one. Make sure that you value your self-worth. Why I say value your self-worth? Because if you make a man just sleep with you, have sex and that's it, and he fools around with you, and there's nothing serious coming out of his mouth about settling down with you, do not give up the cookie right away. Have some standards. Have some decency for yourself. Mark my words. He'll respect you later. Mark our words. Enough said. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
This was a good show. Hey, y'all can get at me at the Fifth General Instagram, Twitter, X. Zacchaeus, let them know where they can reach you, man.
You can get me up at Zacchaeus Music on Instagram, also on Facebook, Wayne Backus 167 on Facebook, also on TikTok, Wayne Backus Gospel. Holla at me, y'all. Peace and blessings. Yes. Holla at us. Yes.
Man, that's what's up. We'll see y'all next time on the episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth. Right? See y'all next time.
Till next time.